Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Christ speaks of signs in today's Gospel. And a sign in this context is something that points to a deeper and greater reality than what is immediately available to our senses. And so the church is a sign. All of her sacraments are signs. But there's other things, these other signs, all of these signs actually, point to something greater. And for us, it's important that we let them point to the greatest reality, not just a deeper reality, but the greatest reality, which is God Himself. There are three things that jump to mind that really help point to the greatest reality. Three signs, I guess you can call them, but there are three things, and they're called the transcendentals. It's truth, beauty, and goodness. Each one of these taken alone can be signs, but even together they are multiple signs, multitudes of signs. Truth and beauty and goodness. I'll leave you to meditate on two of them, truth and goodness, but the third one, beauty, I want to bring up today to help prepare us for the rest of today and hopefully the rest of the week and the month and the years to come. Largely because beauty is the easiest to spot. When we look out on a sunrise or sunset, when we stop and very literally smell the flowers, when we see the beauty of the trees and the birds that fly in the air, when we look upon the beauty even of this church, the altar, the backdrop, the architecture, even the lights and the stained glass windows, the vestments that the priest wears, the intricate detail in the columns and on the pews. All of this is beauty. It's not just beauty for beauty's sake, but it's beauty in a way that is supposed to point us to the greatest reality, is to point us back to God. When we see beauty, we have to remind ourselves that this is a sign. It's a sign that is directing us elsewhere. And it's directing us to God. All beauty is a share in God's beauty, bringing us back to the source of all truth, beauty, and goodness. So when we look at these things throughout our day, or maybe we've missed them for a while because we're just kind of meh right now. But if we can start looking at these signs, these beauty, these little signs that point us back to God, the day gets a lot easier, a lot more beautiful, a lot more filled with vibrant colors, sunlight streaming through the windows. You see statues of Mary, Jesus, and Joseph. All of these things point to God Himself, point us to the greatest reality, the deepest reality. These are the signs that God has given us. These are the signs that God is allowing us to look at again and again and again, almost to the point where they become kind of second nature and we forget about them because We have bills to pay, and we got a million other things to do. But don't lose sight of these signs that God has given us. When you walk outside the doors, there are flowers blooming. There are birds flying in the air. There is beauty all around, and these are all the signs that God has given us to lead us back to Himself.